Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara and Adalat on the base. We are 6 lines from the bottom. We have a lot of nice Agarata. Today and tomorrow's Dapim are both going to be all Agarata. It's a very nice idea. So let's start. So Gemara says, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chavya Masna. So these four Amoraim all taught the following. The Gemara now says, Bekule de Seder Moed, Kolazuga, Kalufi, Rabbi Yochanan, Mal, Rabbi Yonasan. So when it comes to that, when we learn Seder Moed, whenever this group is mentioned, these four Amoraim, some take out the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Don't say it was Rabbi Yochanan, rather it was Rabbi Yonasan. Okay, whoever it was, the Gemara continues, what did they say? Whoever has the ability to protest his members of his household, literally, meaning his family, etc., and he does not protest when they're doing averos, he is going to be punished for their averos. We mentioned this agav again of parasso shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he did micha by his neighbor, so we're mentioning this for that, based on that point. So someone is of the position of authority and he's respected in his town, and he doesn't protest their averos, nitbas al anshe iro, he'll throw on someone to be punished for the transgressions of his town. B'chol ha'olam kulo, nitbas al kolam kulo. Rashi says, kolam kulo doesn't mean the entire world, but it means rather that of all the Jews. Meaning if a person is a leader of the Jewish people, as the Nasi, Rashi says, or the Melech, and he has the power to protest, people will listen to him, and he doesn't, then he'll be punished for the entire Klal Yisrael doing averos. So the Gemara says, Amar ha'papa v'anet debe resh galus nitbas al kuli alma. Also he added in that the house exilarch, meaning the person above all the position, they're also going to be published for all the Jewish people, because they have the authority in Bavel to control the Jewish people, so that would be an example of someone who also would be punished. So the Gemara quotes a source for this. Kiha Amar Rav Chanina, Ma'idich Siv Hashem B'Mishpat Yavam Ziknei Amo V'Sar. The pasuk says that Hashem is going to come into judgment with the older people of his, the older people of the Klal Yisrael, and also the rulers. So the Gemara says now in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Im Sarim Chatu. If the rulers are sinning, what is that? The Kenim Achatu. What did the elders commit? Rashi says, these elders were the people in the Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, Ela ima al zekinim shalom michu basarim. What happens over here is that the pasuk is telling us that the older people in the Sanhedrin, they didn't protest that people were, the leaders were sitting in Klal Yisrael, and therefore they're going to be punished by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara now continues about protesting people who are doing averos. Rav Yehuda ave Yosef kami to Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was once sitting before Shmuel. Also itasa katzav chay kami. There's a certain woman who came in the court and started crying out before him about someone who had did some sort of injustice to her. So the Gemara says, V'lavei mashkach beis. Shmuel ignored her. Amar le lo savar le mar. So the Rav Yehuda was upset. Why is Shmuel? Why are you ignoring him? The pasuk says, Atam oznam mizakas dal gamu yikra v'lo yaneh. Someone who closes his ears to the outcry of the poor person, he took Kadosh Baruch Hu is never going to answer him. Meaning that you're going to be punished for this lady is coming out crying to you and that someone cheated her and you are not listening to. Amar le shinuna. He said back to her, that's what the nickname he used to call Rav Yehuda, the sharp one. Reishcha bekrire. So he's like a mashal. He says, your head is in cold water. Reishcha deshrei bechamime. It is, if your head is in cold water, it is your head's head literally is in hot water. Rashi said that's referring to him because Shmuel was Rav Yehuda's Rebbe. He's saying that my head is in the hot water. So the Gemara is saying, Hayasid Maruka Avistin. He's saying, and his mashal was that I don't have the ability to do anything. I'm in the hot water over here, meaning I'm not, I have the own power. Marukva, who's the Avistin, he's the one who has to take care of this. So he's the one who has the responsibility to receive, and he quotes the pasuk based David, Komar Shem, Dine Laboker, Mishpat, Atzilu, Gazu, Miad, Oshek, Pente, Tse, Kaesh, Kamasi, Baram, Vein, Mechabe, Ram, Eleon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the house of David, that they should be judging fairly in the morning and rescue the people from being robbed and also from the people who are oppressing them. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, otherwise I'm going to get very angry at you like a fire, and also consume that because of the evil that people are doing. So we see from here that it's up to Beis David. It's from, so there Shmuel is arguing that those who have the power to judge, the ones that are, so Marukva is the one who comes for the Davidic line. He was there, we saw before, he's very powerful. So therefore he is the one who has responsibility for this. So the Gemara continues about doing the Ochech Techech, about protesting people doing Aviras. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Simon, L'chinul Mar L'ani Devei Reish Kalusa. So he said to Rabbi Simon, why didn't you give Tochecha? Why don't you tell people who are doing Aviras in the house of the Exlark? The Gemara says, Amar Lei, L'mekavli Mene. He says, they're not going to accept it from me. Amar Lei, Af Agav De L'mekavli L'chinumar. He says, even though they're not going to accept it, you still have a chiyuv to tell them nonetheless that they're doing Aviras and yell at them for the Aviras that they're doing. So the Gemara says, before the Gemara, Tosos points out that this would only be the Hemshech of the Gemara, that this would only be if you have a slight chance that they'll listen to you. If you theoretically think there's no chance they're going to listen to you, better that they should be shoging and not be amazed by this on other Gemaras. And that also, Tosos limits that rule only to when, this is how it's passed to Shulchan Aruch, only to when it's not violating something beferish in the Torah. If they're like something that's learned out from Chazal, whatever, you could argue that they're shoging, but something that says, like not lighting a fire on Shabbos, let's say, or something like that, where it's just so beferish in the Torah, then that would be something that you would have to be tochech, give them tochacha and yell at them about it. And if they, even if you think that there's a 100% chance they'll ignore you. And that's according to Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot of specific halachas about giving reproof about someone who is giving mussar to other people. The Gemara continues that Damar Racham Ruchanina Be'olam Lo Yaseh Basmi Yatsis Abmida Tova Abmini Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Chazu Bal Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu never issued a good decree out of his mouth and then retracted it for bad. Chutz Medavar Zeh, except for the following Chesiv V'Yomer Hashem Elav Avor Pesuch Ha'ir Pesuch Yerushalayim V'Yisat Tav Amitzoch Lozo Nashim Mananachim V'Nekam Atov V'Sanasu Pesutocha. The pasuk says when it comes to Yechezkel, he told them that Yechezkel originally saw angels who were going to destroy Yerushalayim. Hashem told them, pass through the city and mark the letters tough on the foreheads of people who are sighing and moaning, and the people who are doing tovos. Also, something's going to be, the Gemara's going to be dorish, that the good people are going to be punished, are going to be spared, and the bad people are going to be punished. So we see from here the Gemara's going to explain the raya for that, but we're going to see that only if something is good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never retracts it. Agav, the Rambam is very important. It takes this Gemara comes up in different contexts. Here's more interesting. Agav, that when Hashem says something good, He's never going to retract it. The Rambam writes that that's how they used to know who a navi was. If a navi said good things and they never happened, then we knew that he was a Navi HaSheker. That's how you'd be able to determine whether he was a false prophet or a regular prophet, but this just came out of this Gemara. Either way, the Gemara now gets back to bringing a proof of what was this pasuk talking about, that Hashem was supposed to do good and then end up doing bad. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeGavriel, Hashem told the Malach Gavriel, Lech Roshom HaMitzchan Shel Tzadikim Tav Shel Dio. Go and mark the Tav with ink on the foreheads of the Tzadikim, of the righteous people, Shel Yishlatum Ha'em Malchei Chabalah, so the angels of destruction who are going to kill, who are going to destroy Yerushalayim, are going to have no koach over them. VeHaMitzchan Roshom Shel Dam. And those, the foreheads of the wicked, are going to have a tough of blood, meaning they're going to be killed. I'm going to kill them. So that the angel of destruction will be able to have koach over them and kill them. Amra midas adin v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu then said that the strict judges, the strict midas adin of Kadosh Baruch Hu, strict attribute of Hashem, said the following, Ribbono shel Olam, manishnu elu me'elu. What's the difference between these and those? So Hashem answered, what do you mean? Pashut, Amar Lamalat Tzadikim, Amar Lamalat, these are Tzadikim, these Jews are righteous, and these are Rishayim. So why would I spare, I'm going to spare the nice people, the Tzadikim, and kill the Rishayim. Amar Lamalat, then the Midah, Kilo, however, again, we don't know what that means, but the Midah of Midah Sadin, the strict judgment is responding now, but it says, but wait a second, these Sadiqim had the ability, the opportunity to protest what was going on, and they didn't, so they should also be punished. Hashem said, but yeah, but I know that if they had protested, then nothing was going to happen anyway. They were going to continue sinning, so why should they be punished for that? So they said, no, Amr Lahem, if you knew that, Akash Baruch Hu, obviously because you're Melech Melech Melech, you know everything. However, those righteous people who didn't know 100% that they're not going to be listened to, they should have been mocha, they should have yelled at the people for sinning or given them reproof and try to convince them to do tshuva, and they never did, so they should be punished. So Hashem ended up accepting that argument. We see from here, but if they didn't know, meaning if they did know that it was never going to be accepted, then we see that there would be no problem. That was the Tosfos bringing the proof that only when you know that there's a chance people listen to you, then you should be doing tochacha. You should be giving reproof. The Gemara now says, continue how Gosh Baruch Hu was persuaded. The Gemara says, that Gosh Baruch Hu is going to kill the old, the young, everyone, children, women. And Gosh Baruch Hu is referring to this pasuk, saying that with the top, Hashem commands the malachim to kill everyone. And the pasuk continues, and begin with the Beis HaMikdash. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us that he revoked the good decree that he was supposed to have on Klal Yisrael, that at least for the tzaddikim to be spared, he ended up killing them as well. So the Gemara says, the pasuk also says, continuing that pasuk, it says that they began with the elders. That's the first person Kadosh Baruch Hu killed. Tanar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "Al tekri mikdashi ela mikudoshai." Don't read a mikdashi; it's the base of mikdash. Rather, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mikdoshai, those who are holy, meaning referring to the zakenim. Ela bnei Adam shekemas haTorah v'kulam alef hatav, the tzaddikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu started with them. Those are Hakadosh Baruch Hu who Hashem decided to start with this to kill them off. Umiyad, and immediately after the pasuk says, "Vinei shishim anashim baya miderech shara elyon asher." The six people came through the gates, which were north. Every person has his weapons, and among them they were dressed in linen. With they had scribes writing for the ink, the utensil to write with, on their stomachs, the thing that they used to hold on by the belts. And they came in and they stood by the mizbeach, the mizbeach. By the copper altar. The Gemara says, Mizbeach Nechoshes Mehava. But was there ever a copper altar in the Beis Hamikdash? Rashi says that in the times of Shlomo HaMelech already, that they had the Mizbeach on Nechoshes from the Mishkan, but it was too small. And Shlomo HaMelech made a Mizbeach Avani, made a stone instead. So the Gemara says, so what's going on? Amar Lu, Gosh Baruch Hu, Etzchil Malkom Shomrim Shir Lefanai. Gosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachi Chabala, the people are going to be destroying and killing the Jews, begin from the place where they used to say Shir Mefanai. And that just meant, in Echanami, just meant that it had elements of copper on it, even though it was made out of stone, as the Pasuk tells us by Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara continues now, discussing the Pasuk in Yecheskel. My name is Shisha Nashim. What does it mean, six? Which six animals? What is that? Remember, of Chista, Ketzef, Af, Vechema, Mashkes, and Meshav, and Mechala. There's six type of attributes of Kosh Baruch Hu. It's like different types of being angry. Very angry, you know, Hashem destroying, Hashem is breaking, Hashem is annihilating. Different Lashonos of Akash Baruch Hu's anger. The Gemara says, Maishan, the top, what is unique about the letter top? That Akash Baruch Hu chose it to choose that to originally to save the people who are tzaddikim, end up not saving them. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, top, Tichya Tav Tamus. The letter Tav is a short for the word of Tamus or Tichya, whether they're going to live or whether they're going to die. Shmuel Amar, Tamas Chusavos. No, Tav stands for the fact that Tamas Chusavos, it's standing for the fact that the merits of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov have expired. So Tosfos just asked, is that really true? Where do we see that we use it all the time in our tefillos? We daven for these things. Where do we see Tamas Chusavos? So there's two terutzim that Tosfos give. So Rabbi Natam says that yes, Chusavos has in fact been, there's no longer Chusavos. We don't have the right, we don't, when we daven for things, it's not on Chusavos, rather the Brisavos, the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, he's never going to destroy us and we're going to be Kizaracha, Kikochavim, and all those things, that's what we're relying on. But not the Chusavos, not on the merit of the Avos, very interesting. And Tosfos give a second terutz, which is that Chus Avos worked even for the Rishayim in Klal Yisrael. That the Rishayim weren't punished in Klal Yisrael because of the Chus Avos. However, once Tamas Chus Avos, the merit of the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, we can't use it anymore to protect us. That was referring to the Rishayim and people who are deserving of punishment. Now the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tachon Chus Avos. Rabbi Yochanan suggests that the merit of the Chachamim brings on grace, literally. The Reish Lakish Amar, Tav Sof Chos Mashal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Reish Lakish says, Tav is the final letter of the Silva Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then Rabbi Chanina Chos Mashal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. Rabbi Chanina used to say that the signet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the word Emes. Why is that? Rashi says that Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, Mem is the middle, and Tav is the end. That's the Pasuk saying, Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon, and Elohim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, this is how I sign things, that the word of Emes. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani used to say, Eilu b'nei Adam shekimus Torah kula me'alef ha'tav. This marking is referring to those who observe the entire Torah from the Aleph ha'tav, they kept the whole Torah. So the Gemara says, Me'imatai tamach ha'schus. And the Gemara knows, when did this end? When did the schusim of the, we can no longer daven and rely on the fact of the avos, when did that end? The Gemara says, Amar Rav mimos Hoshea ben Be'iri. Rav says is that when the Navi, Hoshea ben Be'iri, who was like around 200 years before Chorban HaBayis, that is when it ended. Shemar, Agale esnevulasa le'ine me'avev ishla yitzlenu miyadi. Pasuk says, I'm going to uncover Klal Yisrael, kilu disgrace, literally, and no one is going to rescue me from my hand. So we see that implies that no one can save the nation, not even the Chus Avos, not even Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. L'shmo amar me'eme Chazel. L'shmo says the name of Chazel, Shnemer v'Chazel, Melech Aram Lachat Yisrael, Kol Yemei Yoyachaz. So that was about 20 years before the first one of Yosheli. It was a few kings before that, was Yoyachaz. So at that point, that's when it ended. How do we know? Only from now, that is when it's going to end. So that at that time, that is when it's going to end, according to this pasuk. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar Mimei Eliyahu. From the Eliyahu, that's even before then. So this pasuk says, "Shenemar va'ibelosam mincha v'igash Eliyahu." The Amar Hashem, even like that's like 100 years before then. Even more than that. Okay, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Yevdachad Raya called Rem Ha'ele. So the pasuk says specifically, he quotes Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hayom Yivada, that today it should be known. So Rashi says the diuk is that today it should be known, but in the Hemshech it's not going to be known based on Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov because we no longer have the Chus Avos. We don't have the ability to rely on Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov as a merit for us. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mimei Cheskiyahu. No, from Yehoshua Cheskiyahu. That's much later. That's towards the end, but after Hoshea ben Malal was Cheskiyahu. Or so the Gemara says. The pasuk quotes Shinan Rabbi Meshav L'Shel Min Kitz Kal Kisei David Al Mamlachto La'achin Osel La'sinu Meshvat V'tzaka Me'atav Adolam Kina Shem Tzavav Ta'asezos. The pasuk is saying that Kosh Baruch Hu is an endless peace in the throne of David. It's going to be on the kingdom to establish it and to hold justice within the righteous from now and forever. And the zeal of a Kosh Baruch Hu in is going to accomplish this. The zeal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Zechus Avos, not the merit of our Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. So that's implying from there on, we're not relying on Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Mara continues now. Amar Ravami, Ein Misa Belo Chet Ve'Ein Yisurin Belo Avon, that there's no death without someone sinning, and there's no suffering in this world without sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never punishes a person through, but the way a person dies is that he had to commit some sort of vidr, either b'shog or b'mezid, in order for him to die, and also suffering is only through if he had sinned. There's no way to get those two things without having sinned. The Gemara says, Ein Misa Belo Chet Dechsiv, so he's bringing a support for this. HaNefesh HaKotas HiTamuz, Ben lo yisa ba'avon ha'av, av lo yisa ba'avon ha'ben, tzidka sa'adik alav tiyah, virsh sa'shah alav tiyah. The Pasuk is saying, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that the soul of a person that's sinning, that's going to be someone who dies, and a son is not going to be responsible for the sins of his father, nor is the father going to bear the sins of the son, and the tzaddik is going to be a tzaddik upon him, and the wicked is going to be wicked upon him. So the Gemara says that that's a pasuk, that only the person who's sinning is going to die. The pasuk says, with regards to suffering, that the pasuk in Tehillim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at the transgression with a rod, and their averos are going to be with Negayim are plagues, and they're going to be punished. That's referring to over here, someone sinning on purpose is going to be sinning and punished with Yisur and with suffering. So the Gemara asks Kasha and Ravasi. The Gemara says Misive though. There's a Kasha in the following Brisa though. Amr Malchi Asheres of Negash Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Nimei Makanas to Mitzah Adam Arishon. Negash Baruch Hu, why did you decree the death penalty upon Adam Arishon? Amr Leim Mitzah Kala to Vavar Leim. He said that he sinned. I gave him one mitzvah to keep, not to eat eitz hadas, and he sinned. Amar lo ve'lo Moshe ve'Aron shekimah kol Torah kulam mesu, but Moshe and Aaron, they didn't sin at all, and they still, yet they died. Amar lo mikre achas l'tzadik l'asher l'tov. He said back to them, that death sometimes happens to tzaddikim and to the wicked, implying over here that Moshe and Aaron, in fact, did not sin at all because they asked based on the fact they knew that a person dies if he'd sin. So this Bryce seems to assume that Moshe and Aaron didn't sin, and yet they died. So the Gemara says, "Who d'amar ki atana?" So it must be Rav Ami held like this other Tana that says, "Descendant of Rishon Belazar Omer, Af Moshe Aaron Mecheta Mesun." That Moshe and Aaron died from their own averos. Remember, Yan Kila Matviva, and it says by Mimiriva, when it comes to the sin of Moshe hitting the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't believe in me to sanctify me in front of Klal Yisrael. So it says over there because of that, they were punished not to go to Eretz Yisrael, and so it seems from there that they're punished also with Misa, which the Gemara derives, also implies that if you had believed in me, then I wouldn't have let you die, maybe yet or maybe ever, and therefore they didn't sin yet, and therefore since they didn't sin, they were not going to be punished. So he held that it must be Rav Ami understood that like this Tana that held that Moshe and Aaron sinned, and if they had not sinned, they would not die. So the Gemara says another kasha though on Rav Ami. The Gemara says Mesive. There's another brisa that says Arba Mesu be Ityo Shel Nachash. That there are four people who died only because of the Maisa Nachash, the meaning that they're sinning only because of Adam Arishon. That they didn't sin at all, and yet they're punished because of the first sin of Adam Arishon. And who are those four people? Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram avi Moshe, Yisha avi David, Bechila ben Yaakov. The four people are Binyamin, the son of Yaakov, Amram, the father of Moshe, Yisha, the father of David, and Kila, the son of David as well. The Kulak Mar Labar Misha Be'Avi, David. All of them we have just a Mesorah for them. We have an oral tradition, but for David it says Beferish, Kilu. Beferish, the Beferish Be'Krav is the Drushes, but the Pasuk says, Dechsev, Be'es, Amasa, Sam, Avshalom, Tachas, Yoav, Alatzava, Amasa, Ben Ish, Ushmo, Yisrael, Yisrael, Shebel, Al Shebel, Bal, El Basnachash, Achutsuria, Im Yoav. Shebel, Ba, sorry, El Avigail, Basnachash, Achutsuria, Yoav. So the Pasuk says, when it comes to David's when it came to Avshalom, he made Amasa when Avshalom was rebelling. He made him instead of the army instead of Yoav, and Amasa was the son of the person who was the person who had relations with Avigail, the daughter of Nachash and the sister of Tzruya. So the Rana asks, how is this the definition of who Avigail is? Avigail is considered the daughter of Nachash. Who is Nachash? The Chibach Nachash Ava, was she the daughter of Nachash? Elabas Yishai Ava, she was the daughter of Yishai. The Achosem Tzuri Avigail. Pasuk says, your sister was Tzuri and Avigail. When it comes to these people, that Avigail was a sister. So the Gemara says, Elabas Misha Mis Beit Yosha Nachash. The Pasuk is telling us that in reference to Yishai, that he only died because of the Nachash, the Maisa of the snakes, literally what the snake was advising to Adam Arishon to sin, meaning because of the first person's sin, Adam Arishon's sin, that is why that Yishai had died, because he was such a tzaddik. So the Gemara says now, because the Gemara didn't finish the Kasha, this was all an Aga point, to bring out a Kasha and Rav Ami, so the Gemara asks him, money, who is the author of this Braisa now, according to Rav Ami? If you want to say it was a Tana of the Braisa that said, that before Hashem gave the back and forth with the Malchei Asharis, they can't be Vayikim Moshe Aaron. Because according to the first Tana, Moshe and Aaron also didn't sin. So he would have said that there's six people who didn't sin. So the Gemara says, must be that this, the author of this Braisa is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar was only arguing Moshe and Aaron because he held Moshe and Aaron had in fact sinned. So that's why they were punished with Misa. However, he quote this Tana, Rav Shimon Elazar is now quoting four other people that didn't sin, and they died because of the fact that there were because of the first sin of the Marishon with the Nachash. So Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta, Ravami, Tiyufta, that we reject based on that. Ravami is wrong, that a person can die with no averas whatsoever, only because of the first sin of Adam Arishon. So now the Gemara is going to continue with different things that look like a person's sin. A person who says that Reuven sinned, with the Gemara says, with Maisa Bila, when he seemed to, the Pasuk says that he had relations with her, that's the Pshuta Shel Mikra. So the Gemara is saying that anyone says that is just mistaken reading in the Pasuk. So the Gemara, it's a mistake to think that's the very did. So Gemara says, how do I know this? Shenemar v'ibne Yaakov shenemar. So the pasuk right after it says where Yaakov, where Milame Shekulan Shkulim Kachas. At that point, right after Reuven had done what he had done with it says Vayishka v'spila. It says right after that the children of Yaakov were 12, and the Gemara is teaching us that the 12 were equal, meaning they're all tzaddikim at that point. The Gemara says, "Elamani mekam v'yishka v'spila Pelega Shavi," but it says explicitly that he had relations with Pelega Shavi, with the concubine of his father, with Bila. So the Gemara says, "What did he do?" Melamed shabil b'matzah shalaviv. No, that he ruined the Rashi quotes in Chumash that he ruined the beds of his father. Malav kilo shachavima, and therefore the pasuk tells us as if he had relations with her. So the Gemara says, "What did he do? How did he change about the beds?" So the Gemara now quotes a brayso. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer mutal osu tzadik ma'osu avon. Sorry, the Gemara, before that, the Gemara is going to say something else. The Gemara says that the Reuven was saved from that sin, v'lo b'maisa z'liado, and this avera didn't come to his hand, meaning he didn't sin at all. So the Gemara now brings a proof of that. It's going to be that Reuven was going to be on the one that was Har Gizim and Harival. The ones on Harival would say amen to the curses. And one of the curses is, the pasuk says, Aro shochev meishas aviv. Someone is cursed versus just sleeps with his father's wife. If Reuven was on the side of the people who are cursing and saying, I mean, to that it would be a big embarrassment for all B'nai Reuven if that's the case, if their great-great-grandfather had done this. So the Gemara says, Elamani mekam v'yishka v'spila pelega shavi. So what does it mean when he said that he had relations with her? Albon imo tava. So this is going to explain now what he was upset that it was an embarrassment to his mother. What was that? That he said, my mother's sister, meaning Rachel, was always fighting, meaning not literally, meaning that they're always like in competition with one to the other. So also now the Bila is going to be also like this with my mother. I'm not going to accept this. So the Gemara says Amar Bilba Smatza. So therefore he disturbed, meaning he moved around Leah's bed in order that Yaakov should be with her. That should be his Iker residence, Iker person that she should be with would be with his mother Leah. So the Gemara says, Acherim Mshtei Matzos Bilbed. Others say that Reuben mixed up two beds, Achad Shechina v'Achad Shel Aviv. One bed of the Shechina, of the Divine Presence. Where was that? Rashi says that Yaakov would set up a bed for the Shechina in each of his four wives' tents, and wherever he would see that Shechina, that's where he would sleep that night. V'Hayne Dechsev Aschilat Yisrael Allah. The pasuk is saying that at that point, you desecrated the one who had sat in my bed. So the Hemshich would actually help you if you had it. Usually we don't read parentheses, but Atikar Yitzu'i, Ela Yitzu'ai. But like I'm saying, don't read it as my bed, but my beds in plural, and my bed's referring to the Shechina, the bed of the Shechina Kavyachol as well. The Gemara continues now with whether or not Reuven did an Avera. Katai, this Machlokas Tanaim, the Pasuk says, Pachas Kamayim Altosar, that you're like unstoppable like water, and you shall not excel. So the Gemara is saying now, what is this? Pachas is an acronym. One of the drushes of the Torah I have is an acronym. What is that? Rabbi Lezer Omer, so what is that? What is the acronym? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Pazasa, that you acted very quickly. Chavasa, you chayav, like you were liable. Zalsa, and you belittled, you did something zalus. Rabbi Shua Omer, Pazasa, Das, he says a different acronym. The first is pay, is that you trampled on the law, chatasa, you sinned, it's a nisa. You acted promiscuously. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Pilalta, Gamliel says the word is that you daven, chalas, this is a much more positive tone. Chalasa is that you daven, you really beseech the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zarcha tefilasecha, your prayer was your tefillah was shown the light, kilu, like it was answered. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Tzurich Anilim Mudai." Rabbi Shimon says we still need the Mudai's interpretation of this. Rabbi Lezer Mudai, what Rabbi Lezer Mudai says, "Hafokas Ateva Darsha." He allowed to reverse the words "pachas," and you can get to the pasuk "zazasa." That literally Rashi says you were afraid of sinning. Harasa, here tasa is that you pulled back. Because of that, your sin and went away from you, meaning you didn't sin. The Gemara continues. Rav Amar, Rav Yomi Amar, so the acronym is the following. Pachas, Zacharta, Ansho, Shel Davar. Sorry, Pachas is acronym Zacharta, Ansho, Shel Davar. Going it backwards again also, you remembered what would be the punishment if you did this. Chalisa, Atzmucha, Holy Gadol. You made yourself sick. Rashi says you made yourself a great sickness by restraining yourselves and you conquered your Sahara. Pirashta, Melachta, and also you held back from sinning. Okay, so the Gemara continues now. With Reuven, Bnei Eli, so that different people who you think would sin are going to discuss with David tomorrow, but we're going to quit with different people. The Psukim seem to indicate sin very badly, and the Gemara is going to justify that. Reuven, Bnei Eli, Shmuel, David, and Shmuel, Vyosh, Simon. Here's the Simon number. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Nachmanim, Rabbi Yonah, son, Kolomer, Bnei Eli, Chatu, Inu, Latoe. The sons of Eli, who the Torah says that they used to sleep with women, and they were doing a lot of terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, really, Mishkan Shiloh, so the Gemara is going to justify that they didn't really sin. So the Gemara says, "Shenemar v'shem shnei bnei Eli chafne Pinchas kohanim l'Hashem." Pasuk says that the two bnei Eli were chafne Pinchas, and they were kohanim takash baruch hu. So since they're kohanim takash baruch hu, it sounds like appearing that they did not sin. The Gemara says, "Savar l'kara." So he continues, "The damar of Pinchas lochemakesh chafne Pinchas." He says that both of them didn't sin. Chafne we assume didn't sin, and we have a hekesh. We compare chafne to Pinchas. So the Gemara says, "Ma Pinchas lochid af." So they both didn't sin. So the Gemara says now, that what we said before, that it said that they would sleep with women in the entrance to the Mishkan of Shiloh. So the Gemara says, what did they do wrong? They would delay the woman's offering. A woman who was either a Zava, or who was a Yoledis, they would have to bring a korban in order to be tahor again. So when they would come, they would force them to give them part of the meat. And since they're forced, and they say, we're not going to bring a korban unless you give us part of the meat, which is not a nice thing to do at all. And so they would have to bargain with them and stay overnight and stay longer in order to figure out how much of their korban they would have to give them. So, or a bribery where they would give them. So because of the fact that they would have to do that and they wouldn't be able to go back and be tahor to be with their husbands. So it's as if that they had relations with them by holding back the ona, the time where the husband and the wife are supposed to be intimate together. So the Mara continues now, Kufa Amar Rav, we're going back to analyze Rav, Pinchas lo chata, that Pinchas didn't sin, Shnemar v'achi ben achitu v'achiyach, aval ben Pinchas ili, kohan, kohen la'ashem. Now, so the pasuk in Shmuel over here is talking in praise of Achia, and it's mentioning that he had honor wearing the ephod, a special garment, and is giving his praises, and it is misyaches him to the Gemara says that. So the pasuk is creating his lineage and is mentioning he covered Ben Pinchas Ben Eli. It's coming Pinchas and it's saying how great he was and it's coming Ben Pinchas. So Gemara says v'alokvar nemar yicharis Hashem leishishay Hashem erve ve'onem alei Yaakov megish mincha Hashem tzavakos. The pasuk already said Hashem is going to cut off the person who does this, who Yaakov presents a meal offering to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to be cut off. We're not going to mention him, things like that. So Gemara says im Yisrael who lo yelo er bechachamim ve'lo ve'onem atamidim, that if a person is an adulterer, that if he's of Yisrael, then he's not going to have a descendant who literally is sharp. He's capable of understanding Torah, as she says. And he's also, if he's a Kohen, he's not going to be zochet to have someone of Vim Kohen lo yelo ben magish mincha. That he's not going to be a Kohen. He's not going to have anyone who's going to be able to be a Kohen in the base of Migdash. So the Gemara says, Elo shmami na pinchas lo chat. So we see from here, the fact that his grandson was was able to serve the base of Migdash shows that Pinchas didn't sin. Elo haksev asher ishkuvan. But the pasuk says that they were, so he's assuming that only, so we see over here that Pinchas was good and maybe only Chofni was a bad one. The Gemara says that Ishkavun in the plural though. So you could say Ishkavin Ksiv. Ishkavin meaning in the singular, only one of them was doing it. So he's assuming only Chofni was doing it. Vaksiv al Banai kilo tova shmua. So he says that Eli was upset. He heard that his sons in plural were doing bad things. The Gemara answers, Amar Avnach Mariyitzlok Bini Ksiv. You could read it as the singular as my son. Vaksiv ma'avirim. The Pasuk says that they were causing people to transgress in the plural with ma'avirim. So ma'avuna ma'avirim ma'aviram ksiv. It's ma'avirim without a yud. It's a very problematic. Rashi says we don't have that kirsa because we do have the yud in our text. Okay, whole long story about that. But that's the Gemara's drasha. So the Gemara says the haksiv b'nei Belial says that they were both wicked people. The Gemara says mitoch shayalo the Pinchas the chafne v'lo micha, that Pinchas should have protested. He saw what his brother was doing and he didn't protest. Malakav ki lochet. So we we show that the pasuk says as if he the sin is going to be attributed back to him. Okay, I pick up with this line. Amar Shmuel, Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow.